On Capitol Hill, no federal government shutdown, for now, but Republicans aren't giving up on efforts to defund Planned Parenthood. The head of the organization defended the women's health group today. That happened in the latest congressional hearing sparked by sting videos accusing the group of wrongdoing. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has the latest.
Planned Parenthood CEO Cecile Richards was grilled for the better part of the day by lawmakers who brought up far more than the sting videos.
This is an organization that doesn't need federal subsidy.
Jason Chaffetz chairs the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Off the bat, he questioned Planned Parenthood's budget, Richards' $500,000-plus salary, $30 million spent on family planning efforts overseas, and what he called lavish parties and travel.
First-class tickets, private chartered aircraft.
Chaffetz also questioned millions spent on advocacy and lobbying, much for Democrats. Richards tried to explain that was separate.
Zero federal funds are related
it's
to the plan.
It's the commingling that bothers us. Every dollar that you give, every dollar that you get from federal dollars means you don't necessarily have to allocate it for these particular assets.
In her opening statement, Richards said the bulk of Planned Parenthood's patients are low income. They can only afford birth control and other services if they're federally subsidized, she said, through programs like Title X and Medicaid.
We don't just get a big check from the federal government. We, like other Medicaid providers, we are reimbursed directly for services provided.
Richards also denied allegations in heavily edited sting videos that Planned Parenthood profits from donating fetal tissue for research. Only two clinics currently donate tissue, and one of them, she says, collects nothing to reimburse its cost of doing so. She suggested the real dispute here was not the videos, but a fundamental disagreement over abortion and a woman's right to choose it.
It is unacceptable that in the 21st century, women in America are routinely harassed for accessing a legal medical procedure.
Then there was this question, repeatedly, here from Utah Republican Mia Love.
How many of your affiliates have those mammogram machines?
Suggesting that Planned Parenthood doesn't offer a full range of services. Richards explained time and again that, like most OBGYNs, Planned Parenthood refers women to radiology specialists for mammograms. For 5 hours, Richards kept her composure, even as she had a hard time getting a word in. Here, Republican Paul Gosar of Arizona insinuates Planned Parenthood boosts certain services, like abortion, over others to make more money.
So what you've done is narrowed the scope of the practice so where there's profit centers. You know,
this
is my time. This is my time, so don't interrupt it.
At another point,
I would love that chance to respond, but I guess that wasn't really.
It was more of a comment than a question. We need to keep the pace here.
Okay.
That prompted Virginia Democrat Gerald Connolly to criticize his colleague's treatment of their only witness.
Intimidation, talking over, interrupting, cutting off sentences, criticizing you because of your salary. How dare you?
Democrats said the real person who should be testifying was David DeLeiden, the maker of the sting videos. Republicans say they have subpoenaed the full version of his undercover footage. So far, it's being held up by a restraining order in a California court case against DeLeiden. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.